she has her hands full with her mother, and so she's having to leave just as soon as the praise and worship to go take care of her tonight. Oh, I'm going to be reading from 2 Timothy, the second chapter. We're going to read verse 3 through 4. I wonder tonight, do we have any soldiers in the house? I'm talking about Christian soldiers. And if you would allow me to tonight, that's what I want to be talking about in this message here tonight. The qualities of a good soldier. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 3, he said, "Thou therefore endure hardness." And I want to tell you, there's a message in just that part of this verse. Endure hardness. As a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Note verse 4 that said, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier." So we all understand tonight that we have been chosen. Chosen to be a soldier. To kind of give you just a little bit of a foundation, we find that in our text, we understand that Paul is writing from a Roman prison. He's nearing the end of his life. And we find that from this Roman prison that Paul began to take some steps to ensure himself that he would always be remembered as a soldier of Christ. I wonder tonight, how do you want to be remembered? I thought about that this evening as I was studying, preparing for this sermon. I want to be remembered as a soldier. I want to be remembered as one that has fought the good fight. We find Paul in his writing at the end of his journey. We find that he said, "I fought a good fight." How many know that if you're a Christian soldier, there's a battle? But he said, "I fought a good fight." He said, "I kept the faith. And henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness." And he said, "Not to me only, but to all those that love his appearance." So tonight, I would encourage you to stay on the battlefield. Keep fighting the fight of faith. We find from this Roman prison, we find that Paul is teaching young Timothy. I want you to understand that Paul was like his spiritual father. And he's preparing young Timothy for the ministry. And from this prison, he is teaching young Timothy how to be a good soldier. Now, I put emphasis on good soldier. It's my goal in life to be a good soldier. And I believe that I'm sitting or standing before people here this tonight that it's your goal in your Christian life to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. But I want to say just a few things, and you make sure that you share this with the Sunday morning crowd. Understanding that being a good soldier of the cross is more than just being a faithful church attender. I could go on and say much, much more about that. But it's more than the average person might think that it is. I want you to notice that what Paul tells Timothy. You see, some people, they seem to jump in, and when the battle gets the raging, it's like they find themselves in shock. What in the world is happening to me? You see, I can sympathize with them because I remember back when I got saved and wow, it was glory, glory, hallelujah. Then all of a sudden, it seemed like the devil came out of nowhere. And the battle was on. And you understand that being a Christian is not just saying I'm a Christian. There's things that we go through in life. But note what Paul told Timothy. He said, endure hardness. I've had people to say to me in years gone by, said, I must not be doing something right. Because it seems like that everything that I try to do, it seems like it's a battle. But Paul tells Timothy, he said, endure hardness. I don't know what that's telling you, but it's telling me, and I believe it's telling you if you'll tune in and look at the Word of God in the wholeness of it, that there's battles that we're going to go through in life. You heard me say this, and I'll say it again. I've had people say the devil never bothers me. The only problem with that, you got to have something for him to bother you about. If you're a threat to his kingdom, he's going to bother you. My blessed Lord, I feel better about this because I must really be a threat to his kingdom. But understanding that if you get up and try to do anything for the Lord, the devil's going to fight against you. So Paul tells Timothy, he says, endure hardness. As a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Can I remind you here tonight on this Wednesday night, that there's a spiritual war zone. And we're caught between. We're in a spiritual war zone. So Paul advises young Timothy. And I want you to pay close attention to what he's saying. He's advising him to not get involved in the affairs of this life, that you forget that you're here in this life to please the one that has chosen you. Now, understanding that in life, there's things that we have to do. You can't just take this and say, don't get involved in the affairs of this life, and say, I'm just going to quit my job. I'm going to live off the land. Let me know how that works for you. So I want you to understand what I'm saying tonight, that you can get so involved in the affairs of this life that you forget that you're here to please the one that has chosen you to be a soldier in His kingdom. Many people today, it seems as though that they have hung up their soldier's uniform. They have become so earthly minded that they're of no heavenly value anymore. Yes, we have things that we have to do and things that we have to participate in. We have jobs to do. All of this. But God help me not to be so involved in the affairs of this life that I forget first that there's one that has chosen me to be a soldier in His kingdom. Paul tells Timothy in the start of this chapter in verse 1. He tells him as a spiritual father, he says, Timothy, my son, be strong. Somebody needs to hear this tonight. We all face things, we all go through things, but we can't afford to lose our faith. And you might be here tonight and you say, I'm just so weak. Well, I've got good news for you. When you're weak, He says, I'm strong. My faith is not in my ability. My faith is in God. And when I can't put one foot in front of the other, God gives me the strength that I need to go on. So He says, be strong. How? Through the grace that God has given you in Christ Jesus. Can I tell you that God has given you the grace that you need to rise up and be a soldier in His kingdom? He then tells young Timothy in verse 3, he says, endure suffering along with me. In other words, Paul knew what it was to suffer. He knew what it was to fight in a battle. Matter of fact, you go back through the Bible, you're going to find out that all those who tried to do something in the kingdom of God went through hard times. They fought battles. Can I get a witness from somebody tonight? Now, Rhonda's gone. I want you to be able to tell her that I was able to preach in blue jeans with my shirt tail out. Amen? So he then tells him, he said, endure suffering along with me. How? As a good soldier of Christ Jesus. So we got to understand that the battle is not mine. The battle is not yours. The battle belongs to the Lord. You're caught in between. I say, I just don't see how. I'm too weak. I can't fight this battle. But the Lord says, yes, you can. I'll give you the strength to get up in the morning. And when it feels like that you have nowhere else to turn, God says, I will make a way where there seems to be no way. God will give you the strength. He'll give you the power to fight in this battle. So he says, endure suffering along with Mihal as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Now many of you remember, and if you don't, shame on you. I'm an Andy Griffith fan, right? I got two more people shaking their head that they are too. Bless your heart, some of you that don't know what I'm talking about. But many of you remember Ernest T. Bass. How many remembers him? I don't care how many times I've watched it, I can still go home tonight and watch it again and laugh. But you remember this particular episode that he's throwing rocks through all the windows in Mayberry. Anybody remember that? And the reason that he was throwing rocks, they would not enlist him in the service. You remember that story? They wouldn't enlist him. And Andy found out the reason that they wouldn't enlist him. He found out that Ernest T. really didn't want to be in the service. He wanted a uniform. Because he had a girl that he was sweet on, and he knew that he could reach her if he had that uniform on. Now, I said that to say some rough stuff that you need to share with the Sunday morning crowd. I'm afraid that there's a lot of people in this generation that we live in that don't really want to be a soldier. All they want is the uniform. On the job, I'm a Christian. Hadn't been to church in 6 months. Amen. Anybody with me? Sort of like you've heard me tell this story. This man was witnessing to this guy, and this other guy jumped in. He wanted to help him witness to him, and he pointed his finger and said, I don't want you to tell me nothing about the God you serve, the way you live. You understand that it's more than just wearing the uniform. It's more than just saying, I'm a Christian. It's selling out 100%. Lord, I'm going to serve you. Swim, sink, or drown. Lord, I'm going to give you my all. I'm going to do whatever it takes to be a good soldier in your kingdom. So he found out that old Ernest T. really didn't want to be a soldier. He only wanted the uniform. Can I be honest with you tonight? You can't survive in this Christian warfare with just wearing the uniform. It takes more. Can I tell you, it takes the power of God. Oh, can I preach there just a little bit? Anybody here believe in the power of God? I'm talking about when you're weak, that the power of God comes upon you, and automatically you begin to see God doing things, and you think, where did that come from? It wasn't from you. It was God working through you. I'm here to declare unto this congregation tonight, I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of God that's able to reach down and yank up that old drug addict and get him cleaned up, amen, and get him on the right path. I believe in the power of God that's able to take an alcoholic, sober him up, and take the thirst of alcohol away from him. Anybody believe in that kind of power? I believe in the power of God that's able to close down the lawyer's office trying to put the divorce in. God's able to put it together. It's only through the power of God can I get a witness. Anybody here that knows what I'm talking about when I talk about the power of God, you've experienced the power of God. Our pastor tonight was talking about this kid. That's the power of God. Amen. So we understand that it's going to take more than just the uniform. We need the power of God. And not only that, we need the anointing of God if we're going to survive in this battleground that we're in. The anointing breaks every yoke of bondage. So I need more than just the uniform. I wish Sister DeHart was here. I'd tell her I don't have my suit on because I don't just need a uniform. I can preach in blue jeans and my shirt tail out. Amen. It's not the uniform. You need the power of God. You need the anointing of God. You'll never be able to be strong without God. You'll never be able to be strong just wearing the uniform. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. I'm here to tell you, you're an overcomer. But don't forget that you are a soldier in the army of God. You see, it's just you and I here tonight. Can I just chase a couple of rabbits? You see, if you go on the mission field, you understand what it is to have your life threatened because of the God you serve. I mean, could it be that in the churches in America today that the people need to go on the mission field at least once to see what it is to go through hardship, to see what it is to have their life threatened for the testimony that they have? So you understand where I'm coming from tonight. You see, so often in the church world today, we're so used to having everything so good that we feel like there's something wrong that if we ever face hardship, it may not be, look at your neighbor and say, it may not be that you're doing anything wrong. It may be that you're doing something right. Oh, did you hear what I said? So Paul told Timothy in verse 1, he said, be strong. Depend upon the grace of God to make you strong, to make you a good soldier. So we all understand that we got to be willing. Now, I want to tell you something. Can I just be honest with you? I like it when everything goes good. I love it when I go to the mailbox thinking I'm going to get a bill and I get a check in the mail. Don't you like that? Amen. I like it when everything is going my way and there's everything is just smooth. I love it when I come to church and you can just say hallelujah and the glory of God just falls. But can I tell you that it's not always going to be that way? Yes, there's seasons. There's those times of refreshing. But you've got to hear what I'm preaching tonight. You've got to be willing to go to the battlefield and fight for what you believe in. And if you're willing to do that, you'll never be able to outrun the blessings. Are you with me? So we're soldiers in the army. We've got to be willing to endure hardship. And we've got to be willing not to just wear the uniform. You see, there's more to that uniform than just, we got police officers here. And amen. They can walk out in the middle of the freeway and hold up their hand and a tractor trailer will stop. Right? They can. I've seen them step out in traffic and just hold up their hand and everybody comes to a stop. Do you realize why? It's not that my Lord, they might be driving a small car, but I want to tell you, when Matt's holding his hand up, that little small car can flatten him. Right? Can you imagine what a tractor trailer can do? But can I tell you that he has a badge on that represents authority? Oh, yes. You don't want to run over that man when he's holding his hand up. You want to stop, right? Because you may not never see daylight again. But why? That badge represents authority. But can I tell you tonight that we have been given the uniform of a soldier and we have that badge of authority. We have power. We have the anointing of God. We have the leadership of God. We'll never lose the battle. We always come out as winners. Do I have any winners in the house tonight? So tonight, I want to encourage you, never, never stop fighting this battle. People are giving up all the time. Amen? Look around you. People are giving in, throwing in the towel. But I want to tell you, I believe that God is raising up some men and women in the kingdom of God that's going to put on the soldier's uniform, and they're going to stand in the power and the anointing of God, and they're never, never going to quit fighting this battle. Amen. Would you stand? I don't even really know why I said what I said tonight, except the Lord gave it to me. You may be here and you may have been serving God a long, long time. Well, you've got to understand that there's others that's not been serving God that long. And so often we put on the face that everything is just glory, glory, and hallelujah when we're fighting with everything that we've got. But can I tell you, a soldier has got to learn to call for help. Stay with me just for a moment, and I promise you, I'm going to dismiss. A soldier can be on the battlefield, and a battle is going on. He can fight that battle by himself, or he can get on that radio. And he can say, I need some help over here. And before you know it, there's going to be a helicopter. There's going to be jets flying. They're going to be dropping bombs. And if he needs supplies, they're going to come over and they're going to drop in a parachute all the supplies that he needs. Can I tell you, as a Christian soldier, we got to be willing to call for help. We can go boldly through the throne of grace and find help in the time of trouble. How many times in the battle, the heat of the battle, you had to stop long enough to say, God, it's me that needs your help. Amen. And something else. Oh, drill sergeant, you've watched them on TV. They're hard. I'm telling you, some of you can testify to it. Amen. You military and all of this, an old drill sergeant. He's standing before them. He's giving them all this stuff to do. And he says, soldier, don't look at me. Look at the front. In other words, you got to fix your eyes always on God. Because if you look at this one and that one, you're going to fall. But if you'll keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. In other words, what that drill sergeant said in the battle, you don't look to me. You're in battle. Amen. The enemy is out to get you. And if you've got your eyes focused on something else, you're going to find yourself in trouble. Father, as we come to you in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this night. We thank you for all your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for this congregation. And I pray that, God, that you'll help us to be mighty warriors in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.